You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Listen, honey, everybody who's tuning into this podcast right now, please embrace my ginormous virtual hug that I'm giving you because I miss people. I've been quarantined now for almost 2 weeks and I miss people so bad. And I have Rav on the line who normally is sitting right across from me within arm's distance. And I haven't seen you in 2 weeks either.
I know. My life is so off kilter. I feel crazy. Like I don't have, like, I think I'm suffering from cabin fever the worst because I don't have things to do for you at every moment. I mean, I do have plenty to do for you, but like, like having, like, not being engrossed in it, like on a daily basis, like moving around from A to B is definitely making me feel like, what the fuck is my life?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're calling it social distancing. And at the same time, we as a people are trying so hard every day to keep our mind in a positive space. I think everybody can vehemently say that, right? Obviously, every morning when you wake up, you click onto the news and it's something else that's alarming or sometimes devastating. We know that countries are working so hard to keep together and keep positive. And we as a nation, I will say this light that has come out of it to me thus far, this nation has done a really good job of staying positive and even humorous through social media. I'm impressed. It's actually helping me to get through things.
100%.
Right? Are you watching like all the memes on like, you know, TikTok and you've got like people... I just saw an Instagram video the other day where a guy reenacted a whole club scene in his house. So he walks into his living room and the lights are dimmed and it's like disco lights, like a club. And there's a security guard, I'm putting air quotes up, and the security guard pats him down, which is like his brother in pajamas. And then he walks in and he sits on the couch top. Like, you know how like VIP people will sit on top of the couch rather than on the couch. And then the next thing you know, two little girls holding champagne bottles, sealed, of course, but they're raising it above their heads like, bam, 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 bottle service girls. I was crying because people are like, what can I do with my phone and my imagination in the four walls of my home?
It is a beautiful thing to be alive in the time of the internet because,
yes,
honestly, like, humor is what gets us through life. And these memes are like I shared one today that was it's from an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and it's Charlie, like, he had this whole conspiracy theory and he looks crazy, he's connecting all these dots on a wall that like aren't connected, and the caption of the meme is, check on your conspiracy theorist friends right now, they're not okay.
Totally.
Right,
you know, I thought was hilarious.
And at the same time, you've got celebrities like Kevin Hart giving his confessionals every day. Dwayne Wade is sharing videos of his family playing hoops in their kitchen. Gabrielle Union is admitting to wearing her Christmas pajamas like 3 days in a row, I think. You know, I have to tell you, even though we're calling it social distancing, I love that we're social connecting. I really do appreciate it because it's the one thing that's helping us all feel, okay, no matter what, we're all in this together. So download TikTok, get in there in a dance move with your kids. No more staring at this, you know, different channels. You guys can actually do things together. And Marav, I got to be honest, I've been getting some of the most thoughtful phone calls and text messages. Like, I just get random FaceTimes and I pick up every one of them, by the way, which I would never normally do. And every FaceTime is like a thoughtful message from a friend who's, you know, calling in to just be like, how are you? I need to look at your eyes. I miss you, you know? And then I get text messages that are like, just funny little jokes and check-ins. And this wouldn't have happened if it weren't for this crisis. So even though it's a very, very, it's a very hard time on many families and countries, it is a time where you see America doing everything they personally can to hold down and stay together.
Yeah, absolutely. Connection is actually becoming, you know, people are making more of an effort than ever to stay connected. And I had like this eureka moment today where I was like, what would it be like if we were going through this before social media? You know, like,
oh, that's before crazy.
We could video call, or before we could, you know, watch people's lives on Instagram.
Yeah,
you know?
Like when there was a landline.
Right.
And at most, if you upgraded, call waiting.
Yeah, and that's like a bummer. Everybody hates call waiting.
You know what? That makes me think. You're making me combine a couple of like moments in my mind. When I secluded myself to one line, you know, per se, a couple years ago, but it was social media, and that was when I was on Bumble. Have I ever told you about this? Like my time on Bumble?
No, you haven't.
Okay, so
because you've been a teenager.
Right. Okay, so Marav has known me since I've been in a serious relationship now for a little over a year. So happy to be so. But I have to really accredit Bumble, because I think that they gave me, you know, that zhuzh to kind of get myself back into the dating game to figure out what it was that I wanted. You know, so 2 years ago, maybe a little over 2 years ago, I downloaded Bumble, and immediately I really liked not only the variety of types of people that were on there. You know, it wasn't like just a farmers.com or something like that. It wasn't like one specific group of people. It was everybody who was just cool and open to communicate and talk. But it also allowed you as the woman to approach anybody you want to connect with and start the conversation. So that was just, it made me feel safer. You know, you're not just like putting your bio online and all of a sudden you're getting hit up by a bunch of, you know, people you don't know. But it was me going like, oh, he looks nice. And wait a minute, he looks like he's from the Bay Area. Or wait, this person I think I might have gone to school with, or whatever it may be. And Marav, I'm not even kidding you. As soon as I filled out my bio, which was also a confidence building moment for me, and then started reaching out to a few people, yo, I was on Bumble straight. Like, just chatting it up with people, because they make it so easy to just talk to people and you get sucked into it, because everybody who goes on a Bumble is open and willing to connect. It's not about showing off your stats or, you know, like, okay, for example, if you go onto the gram before this time, people were showing off their new workout routines, their new waist trainers, their new cars, their new Rollies, whatever it might be. But now, if you notice Instagram, it's like quality connections and quality, like, you know, how are you doing? Let me give you some tips, what to do with your family, recipes, whatever, and still fun. So Bumble at the time and still now was like that for me, always. I like only stayed on Bumble more than any other app. I don't even think I used any others because I got all of my communication fixes and I met really cool people on Bumble.
You know, that's so cool, because I actually recently heard that Bumble does like a friendship version.
Yes.
And like somebody I knew said like that they met some really good friends in LA when they first moved here by going on Bumble, because I was saying like, how do I meet people? Like, I work a lot and I don't really like, I'm an introvert like you. I'm not going to like really like put myself out there at like a party or like a club or like try to meet random strangers in that way. Like, so I kind of got curious. So now hearing you're saying that you had a good experience, I'm like kind of even more curious.
Yeah. And not only do they have Bumble Date, they have Bumble BFF and Bumble Biz, which I have an account for all three of them. And so even though I don't use Bumble Date anymore, Bumble BFF and Bumble Biz is amazing. I've actually learned so many cool things to do with my work online on my phone, on my Android, because of Bumble Biz. I just connect with people who are similar to my creative field of, you know, business. And again, it's like friendly, cool people that I get to reach out to kind of initiate the conversation, looking for the same like-minded things. And Bumble BFF is the one that you're talking about with the friends, which is just great, awesome connections. And, you know, sure, some things can come from that. Why not? But I do think all the best relationships should start with a friendship. But I also think that it says a lot about an online service that, like, has never been creepy and has never been known to, you know, known for anything else but just connecting, unlike other apps that can, you know, sometimes be about one thing, you know, to each his own, but to me not, you know?
Yeah. Well, and hearing you talk about the business one, I'm like, well, that sounds like a way more sort of lighthearted and kind of casual way to network than something like LinkedIn, which to me is a lot more rigid and like, you know, tie up. It's like when you really want to get a job and like there isn't really a, like I didn't even know that there was Bumble Biz. That's super cool because the networking for work is definitely, you know, like I would love, for example, to meet other assistants and stuff and to just like connect that level to be, you know, to share not stories, but to share just, you know, that experience with one another. Like you don't even have to talk about it. You just get it. If you, you know, it's kind of like how Kathy, Jeannie's old assistant for your listeners who are tuned in. Kathy and I like totally connected and it's because it takes a certain personality type, you know? And so I feel like when you're networking for business, like you want to look for a personality type. And I think that when you have an app like Bumble where it's clearly like tailored to your personality, that seems so much more natural and less, I want to say, put on, which is kind of how I feel about LinkedIn. I'm trying to look my best, but maybe I'm not my most authentic self. Yeah. You know?
I see, but that's what's, okay, so that's what's positive about this time of social distancing. This is what's positive about stay home. All the women know that their roots are growing out. Their eyelash extensions need to be retouched, but we ain't going out to be getting them retouched. Our nails are coming out. Guys are getting fuzzy beards. Every guy you know is rocking it like it's Movember. But we all are not even focused on our looks because we know what it is. And the second thing that comes about is great, like, present conversation. And to be honest, when it comes to any app where you're dating, meeting friends, or building connections for work, it should always be about thoughtful conversations. I have to tell you, I think that's why my bio did so well, my profile, not my bio, but my profile did so well on Bumble because I just knew how to make my answers interesting so that you could ask me more questions. Because to me, a good sign of a person that, you know, we'll carry on a great conversation with you, which is so important, right? Is that they're going to ask questions. You don't want to give dead-end answers about yourself so that people like, you know, long walks on the beach. Is that what you like? Okay, well, what else more can I ask from that? Like, you know, I wouldn't know where to go from that. But if someone said, you know what? As a child, my dad used to take me hiking and there was nothing better than to walk into a forest and just smell all the different variety of trees and take a guess if there was just pine around or was it Christmas or was somebody roasting a marshmallow or having a campfire nearby. But immediately it just colored in so much more of my personality. And I met like a lot of guys at the time would come forward and just be like, oh my God, wait, so where would you hike? Or do you think you can tell the difference between different trees? And of course I can't, but you know, I certainly sounded smart like I could, but I would tell them that, you know, I would be like, no, I can't. But that's so exciting to be able to, you know, to go deeper into who a person is beyond their picture because of thoughtful conversations. So I that's what I really love about this social distancing. And what I encourage when it comes to you, when you fill out your profile, I really think that you should answer your questions in a much more open-ended way. And then when you meet people, like when you start to connect with them and text them, instead of like WYD or where do you live, ask really cool questions. Like I remember asking one guy what beliefs he had about himself that he thinks came from his childhood. And that was like a 2.5 hour conversation. You know, he thought he had a learning disability only because his teachers had mocked him and his parents were really like short-tempered with him. But really he just had bad guidance around him to later figure out that he was a genius at coding and he today has created like a lot of cool apps, does very well for himself to be able to break the code when it comes to people and technology. So, I mean, that was, you know, but questions like that fostered a much more deeper conversation than like, how do you take your coffee? You know what I mean? Or, you know, where do you hang out in LA?
Well, and telling a really long, like, story is what happens when you're asked a really good question. And I feel like that slows down the whole process of actually getting to know somebody. Instead of, like, trying to learn as many facts about them as possible, you just, like, you know, instead you listen to, like, get a sense of, like, about their, like, the whole, their energy, really. And that you can get a sense of when you're not in the room with somebody, by the way. You can totally, just by conversing, get a sense of somebody's energy.
Yes. And when I was traditionally dating, or even meeting friends for different, like, I don't know, if you'd go out with groups of friends and they'd be like, oh, I'm bringing my friend Mark, or I'm bringing, you know, this person, that person, and you, you know, you go out with them. Let's say we were going to a movie. I would never connect with Mark or know what Mark is about because I'm paying attention to the movie. Or if we're all going to the same party or a concert, of course, I'm also not connecting with that person there because I'm fixated on the event. When I would go to dates, we'd be so, you know, focused on, should we go to Nobu in Malibu, or should we just kind of pick up like the best taco in LA? Should we compete about that, or whatever it may be? And it became about the event, which is cool because it's, that's what you think you, all you know to do during traditional dating. But Mirav, when I was on Bumble, like, it was only the conversations that mattered. It was only the connection that carried us through. So that allowed me to not only build much more richer foundations for these friendships and relationships, but it also made me feel confident. That was the takeaway. It made me feel confident about the value that I had to offer into a relationship. And wow, Jeannie, you've been through a lot. Like, you have a lot to add to this table. You bring the table and your chair, you know? Whereas sometimes dating can be so much about, oh, I hope this works out. Oh my gosh, I hope this guy likes me. You know, I hope I'm not saying anything stupid. Why are we beating ourselves up, you know, and having and overwhelming ourselves with too many things to be rated on, whether where you chose the place, what you wore, how you smell, whatever, when it can, it should really just start at the intellectual connection. And I don't mean just smarts, but I mean the EQ or the emotional intelligence and the experiences and just the chemistry itself. And did you know that Bumble now offers video chat, which I think is super cool?
Oh,
yeah. So it's like a FaceTime to friends or people in business. It's dope.
That's a great way of, like, if you don't want to give out your number right away, but you want to make sure that that person is who their picture is.
Right.
That is huge.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. So, you know what? I want to share with you a couple of questions that I ask a lot now on an everyday basis. And the types of questions I learned from asking off of Bumble have orchestrated really richer relationships to me today. And I even did some of them on you when we first met in order to work together, Mirav. So I'll share this with you after we take a quick break.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Listen, Honey. Mirav and I are... We dedicated to this podcast to the people out there who are looking to build relationships and looking to build those deeper connections that this social distancing is teaching us to have. And so I was going to share some questions that I found really successful in asking people, besides just the average questions that we ask when we first meet somebody, that have led to really fruitful conversations. I think that when you talk to people, obviously, you're going to start out with, oh, hey, where do you live? And what made you move to LA? Or what line of work are you in? When I really believe that those type of questions can make people tap into their rehearsed answer, and they give you the answer of what they want you to think they're going through or want you to think that they are doing, which doesn't matter here, near, here or there. What we really want to hear is, what makes that person sparkle? What makes that person special? What makes them feel challenged? What part of their adventurous life are they going through in their story right now? You know?
And actually, like, all of this, I really want to hear these questions that you have, because I'm really thinking that I want to create a Bumble BFF account. Like,
oh, cool.
After all this.
I'm interested to see, for an outsider, like how you feel walking into it. 'Cause it was such a cool experience for me. Okay. So for anybody listening, will you please ask us any questions? Because as Mirav is going to step in as a Bumble virgin into this territory, I'd love to hear what people ask you, because you can tell us firsthand, you know, your accounts and what's happening. And I want to share some of these questions that I was telling you are great icebreakers. So instead of, again, like that awkward, you know, first text where you're like, hi, I like your beard, or whatever it is you think you're going to say, because, you know, things also come off so differently depending on how people read them. One question I remember asking that was a favorite that I used all the time was, what's the craziest thing you've ever done and would you do it again? So like right off the bat, I would see Steve Jones, you know, I'm just giving out a name, hit just Steve Jones up. There's my profile picture shown up. And I would immediately ask, hi, Steve. So tell me, what's the craziest thing you've ever done and would you do it again? That question gave me so much insight into the person on the other line. It was really cool. And together, you're able to exchange different questions coming off of that. Like, what? Okay, wait, so were you born there? Or, you know, wait, how many people lived in your house? Or, you know, whatever it may be. But, you know, did you get hurt after that? Why would you do it again? You know what I mean?
I love that question too, Jeannie, because it makes a person really think about something that they may not have actually even ever thought about themselves.
Yeah, yeah. Another question I had a friend ask, it's actually a famous friend who's very politically charged. I can't mention who it is, but she finds it very important to align her social causes and her passions in the political world with her partner. So I told her to ask her guys that, or would like to just, you know, to, because her profile pretty much highlighted that she worked within government. So she sent out the question, if you had absolute power in this country, what laws would you introduce? That's a really fun one too. Like, it could be any law at all, crazy, kooky, or just downright serious, you know? And that's a really good question. Again, asking questions out, like channel the exact type of person or exact type of conversations you want to have with this person, right?
Yes. And I'm going to be thinking about that question for the rest of this night.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, totally, totally. Another one I really like is, so say it's, I don't know, Jennifer as a friend, right? Or somebody you might be interested in, you can say, hey, Jennifer, if you could trade lives with someone for a day, who would it be? That's a really good neutral question too.
If you could trade lives with anyone?
Yeah, if you could trade lives with anybody for one day, could be a celebrity, could be, shoot, an Instagram influencer, could be dead or alive too, you know? But that's a really cool way to get into the mind of somebody. I'm telling you, go at it with like thoughtful, insightful questions. Like that's always the way to go with Bumble, I think.
Oh my gosh. I'm actually, Jeannie, these are really good questions. I'm just going to be thinking about these for my own answers for the rest of the night.
Oh, good, good. Well, you know, I've got plenty more, so I'll definitely send you more as you fill it out. Let me know and send me your picture because I want to see it too. But yeah, I hope this helps everybody else too as you're listening to this podcast. I feel so great. I feel like you guys kind of joined me in my home to be able to just connect and talk about how we can do a better job of using this quality time we have 24 hours a day to just bunker down, you know? So in this time, make some great connections out there. This is a really uniting time to bond with people. I mean, anybody you meet during this time, you will possibly have in your life for the rest of your life. You know what I mean? Because there's nothing like forgetting this moment. There's nothing like getting through this and having somebody to laugh and share anecdotes and go back in your memory with. So it's nice to know that Bumble's a cool, easy, safe app that allows you to do this on your own time.
Yeah, thank you so much for the recommendation and for sharing that with me. Like, I really am excited to work on my profile, like, when we get off the phone.
I can't wait to see it. Awesome, awesome. Hey, if anybody else enjoyed listening to this podcast, please do leave a review on iTunes, wherever it is you listen to a podcast. Wherever it is you listen to my podcast, please do leave a review because I read every one of them and it helps me get an idea of what my fam is like out there, what you guys like to talk about. I know that you love deep introspective conversations and that's why I wanted to specify this social distancing episode towards what kind of conversations we can have with one another and what apps are out there are useful for it. So if this helped you, please let me know. And also don't forget to subscribe, please. New episodes every Monday. And you can hit me up on my Instagram with any questions about this episode. You can hit me up for a list of questions if you want on my Instagram at the Jeannie Mai, TheJeannieMai. And we're going to keep in touch with Marav and see how this whole process goes for her.
Yes. And, you know, if any of your listeners feel inspired to give it a try too, also comment, like, let us know how your experience goes because I want to hear other people's experience too.
And your ideas.
Yes.
Amazing. Well, thank you, everybody. Please do stay safe, take care of each other, and wash your hands. We love you. Bye.